Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Ayin Tes. We are holding on Daf Ayin Chesam Beis. We are at the Mishnah on Ayin Chesam Beis. Today's show is sponsored once again by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha Leah Shalom. We thank him very, very much for continuing to sponsor the Daf Yomish here each and every day. So we are holding again at the Mishnah on Ayin Chesam Beis, and the Mishnah is going to talk about what happens if a girl accepted Kiddushin for herself, and she had also made a shliach who had accepted Kiddushin for her, and we don't know which one came first. So who is she married to, who is she not married to? Or if we do know which one came first, who is she married to, who is she not married to? And not only if a girl does that, but if the father does it, let's say she's still a Nara or a Katana, and the father is Mekabel Kiddushin, but had also made a shliach to be Mekabel Kiddushin. So how do we view that? If they both did, both the shliach and the father did Kiddushin, the Gemara is going to discuss why I need to talk about a case where a girl herself was Mekabel Kiddushin, as well as a case where the father is Mekabel Kiddushin. Either way, you have the same friction between their Kabbalah's Kiddushin and the shliach's Kabbalah's Kiddushin. Then we're going to have a machlokas amoraim if she and her father took Kiddushin and now she's a bogeres. Now, a father is not allowed to be Mekabel Kiddushin for a daughter that's a bogeres, but we don't know that she was a bogeres at the time that the father was Mekabel Kiddushin. We only know that she's a bogeres now, and that's going to lead us into the sugya of how much do we follow chazaka dahashta. Now, we're going to talk about chazakos. If you know that something was muchzak to be one way, and now you look at it and it's a different way, so do you look at the chazaka dahashta? And we're going to challenge the Shita of Shmuel from two different places where we seem to follow a chazaka dahashta, particularly when it comes to a mikveh, that a mikveh was known to have 40 sa'a, but now you look and you kept on tumbling things in it for years and years, and now you look and it's got 39 sa'a. So what about all of the taros that we relied on that mikveh for? So the chazaka dahashta plays a role, and also when it comes to chavis shal yayin, where you relied on it to serve as the truma for lots and lots of what otherwise would have been tevel, but now you open up the barrel and it's all chometz and it's all vinegar. So what do you assume? Right now it's vinegar and therefore it could not be the truma for that yayin? Or do you say no, it was once wine and therefore maybe it was valid as the truma? The Gemara is then, after bringing rayas, we're going to have this machlokas Rav and Shmuel about chazak adashta, then we're going to have two rayas against Shmuel from the two places I just mentioned. We're then going to suggest from two different places that the machlokas Rav and Shmuel is really subject to a machlokas Tanoim, that they were not the originators of this machlokas, and that's going to be Amud Beis up until the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to discuss a variety of cases where a guy leaves town and he comes back with children. So what do we assume about those children? Can we assume that they're kosher? What if he comes back with the same wife that he left with? What if he comes back without the wife but only the children? What if he comes back with a new wife that we've never seen before and the children? What do we assume about the yichus of those children? So let's begin at the Mishnah on the bottom of Ayin Ches Amud Beis. Now this Mishnah again is going to discuss if the details of multiple people being Mekabel Kiddushin for the same woman. So which Kiddushin is going to be Chal? First thing that jumps out at you about this Mishnah is that it doesn't belong here. That this is Perek Asar Yuchzin. The whole Perek is about Yichus. It's not, we did Kabbalah's Kiddushin. That was earlier in the Mishnah with Shlichus and everything else. We already covered the Dinama. That was the second Perek. It was about Shliach being Mekabel Kiddushin. This Mishnah Lechora belongs over there. So in the Perish Talmud Rashi, he explains that even though this Mishnah belongs in the earlier Prakim of our Masechta, it's mentioned over here because the Gemara is going to explain the Dinim of the Mishnah in a way that says that a woman is not such a Baki Biyuchsin. She's not such an expert in trusting that she knows who is a Miyuchas to marry, and sometimes she might trust a Shliach more than she trusts herself, or that maybe a woman is going to be more careful about the yichus of a person. So since what's hidden in this Mishnah or embedded in this Mishnah is this understanding that the woman is interested in marrying the most miyuchas person she can marry, that's why it appears here in Asar Yuchsin, even though the fundamental halachos of the Mishnah have nothing to do with Asar Yuchsin. So let's see what the Mishnah says. Mishnasim Rishus L'Shulcha L'Kadish Shizbito. A father gives the Rishus to a Shaliach to accept Kiddushin on behalf of his daughter. And then the father himself went and was Mekadesh, accepted Kiddushin on behalf of his daughter. So the Shliach did it and the father did it. So who's she married to? The guy that the Shliach was Mekabel Kiddushin from, or the guy that the father was Mekabel Kiddushin from? So Im Shalom Kadmu, if the father's Kabbalah's Kiddushin preceded that of the shliach. So kiddush of kiddushin, and the kiddushin that the father had accepted is a valid kiddushin, and the kiddushin of shliach is not going to be chal. Tosfos Hazaken explains that when the father's mekabel kiddushin for his daughter, he's being megaladas that he's mevatal the shlichus, and now the shliach is not able to do anything. The Rashi explains it, that now he's not able to do anything mitok shlichus ha'av. And Tosfos Hazaken just adds, and therefore, even if he never said beferish that he's being mevatal the shlichus is going to be batal. So based on that, says the Meiri, what happens if the chassan that the father was mekabel kiddushin from drops dead, and then the shliach was mekabel kiddushin for her? So even then, the shliach's kiddushin is not going to be chal, because by the father being mekabel kiddushin, he's mevatal the shlichus. So the shliach is no longer a shliach. He's no longer authorized to be mekabel kiddushin for her. So it's not just that the father preempted, and therefore the first kiddushin is chal. It's that by the father preempting, the other one, the shliach is not a shliach anymore. And even if somehow there was a way where the shliach's kiddushin could have been chal, it still won't be, because he's not a shliach. If the shliach was mekabel kiddushin before the av was mekabel kiddushin, then kiddushav kiddushin, then the kiddushin of the shliach is a valid kiddushin, and the kiddushin of the father is not a valid kiddushin, because she's already mekudashas to the guy that the shliach was mekabel kiddushin from. But if you don't know which one, the father or the shliach, was mekabel kiddushin first, shneiem nosim get, both the man that was mekadish through the father and the man that was mekadish through the shliach have to give a get, v'imratzu echonos and get vechakonis. But if they want, one of them can give a get, and the other one can marry her. Rama writes in Ebenezer, Simon Lamed Vav, when we say that one of them can marry her, it means with a new Maisa Kiddushin, because we don't know that the one that's choosing to stay married to her was ever married to her. It could be that, let's say, the one that did the Kiddushin through the father is the one that chooses to stay married to her, but it could be Shal Shliach Chadam. It could be that the really valid Kiddushin was from the Shliach. And so you can't just say, I'm just going to stay married to her. You have to do a new Maisa Kiddushin. Marie Beirav says, no, you don't. It's not necessary to do a new Maisa Kiddushin, and that's the whole Chiddush of the Mishnah. The whole Chiddush of the Mishnah is that you could rely that whoever chooses to stay married to her was probably the one who whose Kiddushin came first, which is a huge Chiddush. Why would you rely on that? Meaning, it's not like an expression that because he wants to stay married to her, it's a Raya that his Kiddushin came first. That's just happenstance which one managed to come first. It's not an indication in one way or the other. So Pashtus is like the Ramah Paschus of Shulchan Aruch, that if one of them wants to stay married to her, he's going to have to actually give her a new Kiddushin. And similarly, if it's not the father that's in the picture, the girl is already a gedola. She already knows how to be mekabel kiddushin for herself. So she gave reshus to a shliach to be mekabel kiddushin for herself, and then v'holcha the kiches atzma, and then she went herself and was mekabel kiddushin for herself. So im shalach kadmu, if her kiddushin came before the kiddushin of the shliach, kiddusheha kiddushin, then she's married to the guy that she was mekabel kiddushin from. V'im shal shlucha kadmu, and for shliach was mekabel kiddushin before, or kiddushav kiddushin, then the kiddushin that the shliach was mekabel is a valid kiddushin. Vim einon yodin, if we don't know who is mekabel the kiddushin, she or the shliach, so then it's a suffix, leminis kadsha. So shneiem nosim laget, both of them are going to have to give her a get, but vim ratzu, echonos laget vechel kones. If they want, one of them can give a get, and the other one can stay married to her. Same thing we said before from the Ramah, and not just stay married to her, but actually has to be mekadesher again. So the Mishnah seem to have two very, very similar setups over here. One that involves the father and one that involves her. But it's the same basic framework, right? That if their kiddushin was first, then good. And if the shliach's kiddushin was first, then also good. Then that's and if you don't know, then you're besafik. So tzricha. Why does it need to tell me both about the situation where it's her father that's in the picture and she's a katana, and the situation where it's she that's in the picture and she's a gedola? D'yeshmin gabi ditei. If the Mishnah only would have told me the reisha of the father being sending a shliach to Mekadish's Bito, I would say, yeah, dafka by the father, if his kiddushin came first, the kiddushin is going to be chal, because he wants to be mevatel the shlichus, mishum de gavra kimle biyochsin. A man is a baki in yichus, so he wants that his daughter will be miskadeshes to a very miyuchistic person. So when he accepts kiddushin for her, it must be that he found the most miyuchas guy, and he wants that kiddushin to be chal, and therefore it's a bittul of the shlichus. Meaning, then we can rely that it's a bittul of the shlichus, because if the father accepted kiddushin, he must have found the most miyuchas person. Aval itza delo kimla biyuchsin, but maybe a girl who's less capable of looking into yuchsin, she's not an expert in the dinim of yuchas, and she doesn't know what a miyuchas is. Say ema lo nahavi kiddushin kiddushin. I might have thought that even if she's mekabel kiddushin for herself first, her kiddushin should not be chal, because she's not really mevatel the shlichus, because maybe the shliach is going to find a more miyuchas person. What do you mean? What's the hava mean? Then why is she being mekabel kiddushin if she's not being mevatel the shliach and she thinks the shliach is going to find a better guy for her? So that's what the Yad Rama explains. This hava mean is that the woman's kavana is that if the shliach would be mekadish her to a more miyuchas person, she wants that to be the real kiddushin. She doesn't want her kiddushin to work. Her kabbalah's kiddushin is a backup plan, that in case the shliach doesn't find anybody who's willing to marry her, so then she'll want her kiddushin to be chal. But she'd really prefer the shliach's kiddushin, because she appointed a shliach who's an expert at looking into yichus, and she'd rather be married to a man who is miyuchas. That's the havamina. So that's why the Mishnah has to tell me, no, even when it's the girl herself that's in the picture, if she was mekabel kiddushin first, her kiddushin is the valid one, not her shliach's kiddushin. V'yashmin gabi dida, and if it only would have told me the case of the girl and not the case of the father, I would have said mishum de itza daiko mintsava, that a woman who, she's going to have to live with the guy, so she's going to look into it really well before she gets married, because she wants to marry an adam yuchas, and therefore she's mevatel the shliach. She really wants her kiddushin to be valid if it came first and not the shliach's kiddushin. Aval iu emelo ichbale, but the father, what does he care? He doesn't have to live with the guy, so maybe he doesn't care so much about the yuchas, and therefore he's not mevatel the shlichus. He's samech on the kiddushin of the shliach and not his own kiddushin. And even though he went and was mekadesh, it was just a backup plan. Rashi says that in case the shliach doesn't find anyone willing to marry his daughter, so he has this backup plan that he found the guy who's willing to marry his daughter. So tzricha, that's why the Mishnah has to tell me both dinim, because each one has their own chiddush. Okay, now the Gemara is going to talk about a new case. Itmar kitcha avia baderech v'kitcha atzma be'ir. Let's say the father, now there's no shliach in the picture. It's the father and the girl. The father was mekabel kiddushin for his daughter when he was baderech, when he was on the road, so they weren't communicating with each other, and she was mekabel kiddushin for herself in the city to a different man than the father had been mekabel kiddushin from. The Talmud Rashi, Pirush Talmud Rashi, writes that derech and ir are obviously lav dafka over here. It's huadin if kitcha avia baboker and she was mekaches atzma be'erev. Derech and ir is just the case. It's just a way of expressing that they weren't communicating with each other, and that's why it ended up that you have this mix-up of who she's actually mekudeshes to. Tosa Rush explains that it's dafka where the father was mekabel kiddushin first in the morning and she was mekabel kiddushin in the afternoon. But if she was mekabel kiddushin for herself first in the morning, then the father later in the day, then we'd say she was becheskas penuya, like she was before the kiddushin of before either of these kiddushins, and she wouldn't be mekudeshes klal. We'd have to be choshesh that maybe in the morning she was still in nara, so the fact that she was mekabel kiddushin for herself was not chal, and in the evening she was already bogeres, and the kiddushin of the father is nachal, and then she wouldn't be mekudeshes whatsoever. So we dafka set up the case in this way, where the father was mekabel kiddushin for her first, she was mekabel kiddushin second. And the point over here is vare bogeres, and then we check her in the evening, and she has simane bagrus. Now a bogeres, her father is not authorized to be mekabel kiddushin for her. So the real question over here was she a bogeres at the time that her father was mekabel kiddushin? If she was, then we could ignore the father's kabbalah's kiddushin. If she wasn't, then the father's kabbalah's kiddushin came first, and she's married to the guy that the father was mekabel kiddushin for him. Tosos asks a very fundamental question. Why do we complicate? You know, in general, you would try to think, simplify the case as much as possible, right? The simplest way to say this case is not that she was mekabel kiddushin at all. Just say a father was mekabel kedushin for his daughter, you know, as far as he knew, she was a nara, and then later that day, they check and they see that she's a bogeres. Is that kedushin valid or not? Meaning, if she's a bogeres, if we assume she was a bogeres at the time of Kabbalah's kedushin, it's not valid. If we assume she was a nara at the time of Kabbalah's kedushin, it is valid. So Tosfos raises that question. That would have been the more pashta way of raising this issue. Tosfos suggests that in such a case, even Shmuel, we'll see what the machlokas Rav and Shmuel is, but everyone would agree that Seyna Mekadesh is klal. Everyone would agree in such a case, she's becheskas penuya like she was up until now, and we have the chazakat ashta that she's a bogeres, and such a kedushin is not valid. What we added is, you take away the cheskas penuya, because she's for sure married to somebody, since she was Mekabel's kedushin for herself as well. So that takes away the cheskas penuya. And therefore, that it removes that from the equation. That's what the Gemara is really trying to do over here. So anyway, her father was Mekabel Kedushin earlier, then she was Mekabel Kedushin for herself later, and now we look at her and she's a Bogeres. So Rav Amar, Harei Hi Bogeres Lefaneinu. Right now she's a Bogeres, so we have a Chazakat Ahashta, that when the father was Mekabel Kedushin for her, she was probably a Bogeres already, and therefore the father's Kedushin is invalid. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, no, Cheshin LeKedusha Shneyam. We don't look at the Chazakat Ahashta. I don't know when she became a Bogeres. Maybe she was a Nara when the father was Mekabel Kedushin for her, and if she was already Bogeres when the father was Mekabel Kedushin for her, maybe her Kedushin is going to be valid. So we have to be Choshesh that each of these husbands is going to have to give her a get, or one of them will give a get and the other one will do a new Kedushin with her. So Amos, when was this story? What day did this story happen on that we have this discussion? If it's within 6 months of her becoming a Nara, of her becoming a Bas Yud Beis Shalom V'Yom Echad, so Bahane Merav Harei Bogeres Lefaneinu, is Rav really going to say, well, look, she has Simani Bagras now? No, Hashtu de Bagra. Within the first 6 months, we assume that she had a Cheskas Nara, and that if we find that she has Simani Bagras, that has to have come right now. And therefore, we can assume that when the father was Mekabel Kedushin, the father's Kedushin is going to be valid, at least Misafek. Ella, so it must be the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel is Li Achar Shisha, that it's after 6 months since she became a Nara. Well, Bahane Mishmuel, Chayshin LeKedusha Shep, Shmuel's going to say that you have a Safik Kedushin for both of them. Vamar Shmuel, Ein Bein Narus Labagras, El Shisha Chadashim Bavad, that there's only 6 months of Narus. Once 6 months of Narus pass, she's Vadai Ubogeres, so she's no longer Bershus Savia. Her Kedushin should be Vadai Chal. Why would Shmuel say that we're Choshish LeKedusha Shneim if it's after 6 months? So Mimanavshuch, this Machlokas doesn't make sense. If it's before 6 months, Rav Shita makes no sense. If it's after 6 months, Shmuel Shita makes no sense. So says Mar Lo Tzricha, the Kaddish Baruyam, the Mashem Shisha. The day that they were both Mekabel Kedushin was the day of the six months coming to an end. So Rav Amarei Bogeres Lefaneinu. Rav says, look, she's a Bogeres right now at the end of that day. So Midahashta Bogeres, just like right now she's a Bogeres at the end of the day. But Safranami Bogeres, we have the right to assume she was a Bogeres at the beginning of the day as well, because this was the day where she was supposed to become a Bogeres, and therefore the Kiddushin's, her Kiddushin is going to be Chal, not her father's Kiddushin, because we could assume in the morning she was already too old for the father to be Mekabel Kiddushin for her. Ushmol Amar Shmol says, no, don't look at what she is right now. Hashtu Daisi Simanim. It could be that, yes, she became a Bogeres today, but maybe late in the day she became a Bogeres, and earlier in the day she was still the Nara, and therefore I have to worry that maybe the father's Kiddushin is also valid. So I'm a Supak. I think both Kiddushins are a Safek Kiddushin. So now the Gemara asks on Shmuel from a number of places. Meaning what Shmuel essentially says is, I am not moved by a Chazakat Ahashta. The fact that right now she's a Bogeres does not tell me what she was this morning. So the Gemara is going to say, well, I'll find you two places where a Chazakat Ahashta seems to play a pivotal role in determining the halacha. So how can you, Shmuel, say that you're not moved by a Chazakat Ahashta? Shmuel, maishna mi mikva. Why is Shmuel not moved by a Chazakat Ahashta? Why is that different than the case in the second parak of Maseches Mikvaos? Ditnan, the Mishnah talks about mikvah shenimdad v'nimtza chaser. They have a mikvah they've been using for years. It was definitely a kosher mikvah. It was definitely a good mikvah for a while. And now, after a number of years, they measure it and they see that it's less than 40 sa'ah. So Kaltarush and Asal Gabav, all the trumas and all the kachim that touched either kelim or people that were tovel in that mikvah, and we were relying on their tara status, l'mafreya, since the last time we ever measured that mikvah, and I don't know if the mikvah was kosher or not, Bein Bereshus Yachid, whether the Suffolk was in Bereshus Yachid. So what was in the Bereshus Yachid? The way Rashi learns, whether the mikvah was in Bereshus Yachid. The Ritva says, no, whether the Tameh was in Bereshus Yachid, meaning the person or the Kli that they were Tovel was in Bereshus Yachid. Okay, whatever it is, whether it has a din of a Suffolk to Bereshus Yachid, which we normally say is Tameh, Bein Bereshus Rabim, whether it had a status of Suffolk to Bereshus Rabim, Tameos. We look at the Chazakah Dahashta. Right now, the mikvah's chaser. It's not a suffix. The Chazakah Dahashta determines it's not a suffix. If right now the mikvah's chaser, we assume retroactively, we assume that we applied that Chazakah, that the mikvah's been chaser since the last time we knew that it wasn't chaser. And therefore, everything is going to be Tameh. So that's a Kashan Shmuel. Shmuel says, I don't care about Chazakah Dahashta by a suffix, not a suffix Bogaris, because right now she's, the fact that right now she's a Bogaris doesn't mean anything to me. But according to this, it should mean everything. And we should say that only her Kiddushin is chal, and that the father's Kiddushin is not chal at all. Now, Tosis points out that this mission is a kasha on Rav also, because Rav is moded that when it's a cheskas narus, we follow the chazaka, and we don't say that that she had simani bagrus in the morning. In the Mishnah by the mikvah, we don't even follow the chazaka meyakar at all. The mikvah also had a cheskas kashrus, and only now became possible. And in the case of the mikvah, we're saying, we only care about the chazaka da'ashta, but it's a stronger kashan shmuel, it's more direct kashan shmuel. So that's what Tosis points out in the Maskul Shmuel, that we're asking the most direct question we could ask. So it says, Mara, shiny hasam, maybe the din of the mikvah is different, and we follow the chazakah dahashta that the mikvah right now was possible. Dikal meimer hematame al cheskaso, because there's another chazakah in play also. Everything that went into that mikvah before it had gone into that mikvah was tamei. That's why it went to the mikvah, right? Every kli and every person that went to the mikvah had its own cheskas tuma veimer lo tavel, and therefore we could say that even if I'm not 100% certain about the chazakah dahashta of the mikvah, even if the chazakah dahashta of the mikvah is only a 50-50, but the items that went in there had a cheskas tuma, and that's going to tip the scales. So it says, well, adraba, hemid mikvah al cheskaso, veim al chaser. Yeah, but the mikvah also had a chazakah that it was kosher. So shouldn't we follow the cheskas hamikvah? So it says, well, hare chaser lefanecha. How can you follow the chazakah demeikara of the mikvah that it was kosher if you're looking at a pasul of mikvah? Meaning the fact that it was kosher is obviously not enough to say that it is kosher, because it's not. You're looking at a pasul of mikvah. Well, hachanami are bogeres lefanecha. Shouldn't we say the same thing in our sugya as well? That the girl is a bogeres right now. So the fact that she was once a nara shouldn't do anything. So answer the Gemara, hashti hitabandra. No, maybe only right now she became a bogeres. Well, yeah, okay, it's same by the mitvah. Hasam nami, hashti hitachaser. Maybe only right now the mikvah lost some water and became less than 40 sa'ah. And nevertheless, we still say that everything is tamei l'mafreya. So you see that we follow the chazakah dahashta, we push that chazakah dahashta back all the way. That just like right now it's chaser, it's been chaser the entire time. So why don't we say the same thing in our sugya? That right now she is a bogeres, and assume she's been a bogeres all day. So when the father was mekabel kiddushin, it should be zero. The father's kiddushin should not be chal at all. Why does Shmuel think it's a suffix? It should be nothing. So says Gemara, Hasam Tarti L'Reisa, Hachacha L'Reisa. Big difference in the case of the mikvah and the case of the Bogeres. By the case of the mikvah, there are two reasons to downgrade the tahara of the item. Number one, there's a chazakah d'mei yikara of the items that went into that mikvah, that they were all tameh before they went into the mikvah. And number two, there's a chazakah d'ashta that the mikvah itself is chaser. So that is going to be enough to say that there's vaday tumah. But over here by the Bogeris, there's only one reason to weaken the kiddushin of the father, and that is the chazakah d'ashta. But there is no chazakah d'mei yikara that she was a nara, because this was the day that she was supposed to become a Bogeris. It was a chazakah asli l'shtanus today. And therefore, you only have one reason to doubt the kiddushin of the father, and that's why this is not similar to the case of the mikvah. So says Mishra, okay, but I'll give you another case. Ushmuel, according to Shmuel, Maishno, why is this case of Bogeres different? Michavis, from the din of a barrel of wine. Titania, we have a brisa. Let's say you have a person who designates a particular barrel of wine that he's going to be mafresh, he's going to use that as the truma for all the other barrels of wine. So you have to be choshesh that maybe the wine will turn into vinegar and he's not going to be able to use that as truma on all the other barrels of wine. because then if it's vinegar and all the barrels other barrels of wine are wine, you can't be mafresh, you know, from one min to the other. They all have to be like kinds. So Yibodik Asachavis, he was always checking this barrel that he had designated to be the truma for the other barrels of wine, lahafresh la truma vaholich, and he just continued to rely on that barrel. I have plenty of wine there. That whatever's there will be truma. And each time he took more wine for himself, he said the way he was mafresh truma was saying, okay, a little bit, a few more ounces of wine in that barrel should now be truma for the wine I'm about to drink. And after he kept on doing that, he checked the barrel again, and it turned out that the barrel was full of vinegar, that it had all soured. So kol shlosh yamim vaday mikan velech safek. Now the way we're going to learn this, it's a three-way machlokas in Masechta Babasa, what kol shlosh yam means, but the way we learn it is that the first 3 days after his last check of the barrel, when he last saw that it was wine, the 72 hours that followed that, we can assume it was still wine. So whatever truma he relied on for, whatever produce he relied on this barrel for to be mafresh truma, worked within those 72 hours. But mikan ve'elech, after those 72 hours, then we assume that it's a suffix. We don't know if it was wine or if it was vinegar, and he's going to have to be mafresh truma again. The other opinion in the Gemara over there is that shloshia means the last 72 hours. You assume it's definitely been vinegar. Anything prior to that is a suffix. And then the third opinion is both the first 72 hours and the last 72 hours, that's where it's a vaday. Everywhere in between was a suffix. Meaning the first 72 hours you could assume was vaday wine, the last 72 hours you could assume was vaday vinegar, and anywhere else in between it's a suffix. But be that as it may, we're assuming it means that for the first 72 hours after he last checked, it's a vaday that it was wine, and after that till right now, we have to assume that it's a suffix of whether it's vinegar or wine. So the Gemara asks on this brisa, first, how this relates to the mikveh case, and then we'll bring it to ask on Shmuel. For Aminon Chavas HaMikveh, we could ask Akasha that this din of the barrel is so the din of the mikveh. Why is it by the mikveh we say that it's a vadai, and yet by the case of the barrel we say that it's that after those first 3 days it's a suffik, and we don't say that it's vadai hichmitza. So Rabbi Chanina Misuria, explained, Man Tana Chavis, who is the Tana that authored the Brisa about a Chavis, about the barrel of wine with the Truma? Rabbi Shimon, he, Degabe Mikveh Nami, Sveika Mashvi. Happens to be Rabbi Shimon's Shita is in the Mikveh case, we also treat it as a Suffolk. Titania, called Tarush Nasal Gabav Lamafreya, in the Mikveh case, all the Tarus that have gone to that Mikveh, you know, for all these years, for all these months, for all these days, whatever it's been, Bein Bershus Yachav, Bein Bershus Ram Temeos, that's the Tana Kama, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Bershus Arabim Tahoros, Rishus Yachid Tolin. Then in Rishus Ram, we assume Savitim Rishus Ram, and then it's Tahar. And in Rishus Yachid, we assume it's Savitim Rishus Yachid, so it's a Suffolk. Is that the rule? Savitim Rishus Yachid, we normally say, is Tameh. So it happens to be Rabbi Shimon's Shita is that Savitim Rishus Yachid is Suffolk. Where do we learn Savitim Rishus Yachid Tameh? We learn it from Sota. So the Rabbi Shimon's Shita is you can't learn from Sota everywhere else, because by Sota there's Raglayim Ladavar. There was Kinoi, there was Stira, so that's enough to say that a Savitim Rishus Yachid is Tamei. But in a typical Savitim Rishus Yachid where you don't have Raglayim Ladavar, it remains a Suffolk. So Aval Rabbanan, but according to the Rabbanan who say that by the Mikveh case, that everything, it's Vaday Tamei, because right now the Mikveh is Chaser, he'd say the same thing about the barrel, that right now the barrel is Chometz, and therefore it's Vaday no good. Tevel Mafreya, everything is Tevel Lamafreya. And that's the kasha on Shmuel. Shmuel says, I'm not moved by the Chazaka Dashta. I don't care what things are right now. I don't care that she's a Bogeris right now. I'm not going to assume she was a Bogeris in the morning just because she's a Bogeris right now. And yet, in this case of the barrel, if it's Chometz right now, I assume it's been Chometz the entire time and everything's Tevel. So says Amar, Shaini Hasam, Dikal Memer Hemi Tevel Al Cheskaso, Memer Lo Nitkan. No, because it's not just the Chazaka of the barrel, you know, of the barrel of wine. Does it have a Chazaka of wine or vinegar, you also have to look at the chazak of the tevel that you were trying to be misakein using this wine. And all of it was tevel beforehand. So you have that chazaka that makes things much worse in that case. So it says, but there's also chazaka de meyakara that this wine was once wine. So shouldn't I assume that chazaka carries forward? Says Mar, no, because harei hichmetz lefanecha. How can you say that chazaka carries forward? You see that right now it's vinegar, it's not wine. Well, hachanami, maybe in our sugya by the daughter as well. Hei bogeres lefanenu. Harei bogeres lefanenu. She's a bogeres right now. Well, hashu debagmer. Yeah, but that could have just happened right now. Well, hasamnami hashu dachmetz. And the wine also could have just soured right now. So says Gemara, same answer. Hasam tarti l'reisa, hachachad l'reisa. By the truma and the barrel, there are two reasons to weaken the maisa of hafrashas truma. Number one, there's a chazaka d'mei kara that whatever you're trying to be misakin was tevel, and therefore may still be tevel. And number two, there's the chazaka d'hashta that this barrel of wine is not wine, it's vinegar right now. Whereas over here, by the case of the bogeres, you only have chad l'reisa hu di'ika. You only have one reason to be ma'arer on the father's kiddushin, and that is the chazaka d'hashta that right now she's a bogeres. So that's at least a suffix. Maybe she wasn't the bogeres in the morning because it's only one reyesa. Okay, so far what we did is we showed this machlokes Rav and Shmuel whether we follow the chazaka d'ashta. We challenged Shmuel twice, once from the case of the mikvah and once from the case of the barrel of wine, and we said no, both of those cases are different because in both of those cases there's a second reyesa, and that's why we're going to be so moved by the chazaka d'ashta, because chazaka d'ashta is supported by another reyesa. Whereas in our case, it's not supported by another ray. So you just have the cheskas bogeres lefanenu, the chazaka d'ashta that she's a bogeres. Now what the Gemara is going to say is, maybe this machlokas Rav and Shmuel is really a machlokas tanoim. So name a ketanoim. Maybe it's already a machlokas tanoim that we find in a braisa between Rav and Shmuel, and Rav and Shmuel are not breaking any new ground. The halacha is that if a person is a healthy person and he gives a matana, that matana is binding. Whether he gives a little bit or he gives everything he owns, that matana is binding. If a person is a shchiv mera and he gives everything he owns, that matana is binding as well. However, if a person is a shchiv mera and he gives everything he owns and then he has a miraculous recovery and he's better the next day, so we assume the matana is not binding because we assume he only gave everything he owns because he thought he was dying. But if he knew that he was going to live a little bit longer, he still needs his house. He needs somewhere to, he needs his car. He needs all of his things. So then we assume the matana is not binding. So what happens if someone has a shtar matana from another guy that, Reuven is a shtar matana, Shimon gave me everything he owns. And Shimon says, yeah, because I was a shchiv mera, but look at me now, I'm healthy, so there's no matana. And Reuven says, what are you talking about, shchiv mera? You gave it to me as a bari, you weren't a shchiv mera. So mi motzi miyad mi, who has the right to the money? So who motzi miyadam below raya, the nosein hamatana, could be motzi from the people who are the makabel matana without bringing a raya that he was a shchiv mera at the shas nesina, even though right now he's a bari. Vehene they cannot take the money without a raya that he was a bari at the time that he gave these nechasim. Divrei Rabbi Yaakov. That's Rabbi Yaakov's opinion. Rabbi Nosson Omer, in bari who, if right now he's healthy, a love raya, shayi shchiv mira. He wants a taina that this was only a matna shchiv mira, and had he known, so bring a raya that you were a shchiv mira. You look pretty healthy to me now. You're going to have to bring a raya that you were a shchiv mira. Vim shchiv mira who? And if right now he's a shchiv mira, aleim lavi raya shabari haya. Then they're going to have to bring a raya that he was a bari at the time of the matana and not a shchiv mira. So Neima Rav da Amar Krabi Nasan. So Rav who says, I look at the chazaka d'ashta. What is he right now? Right? What is the girl right now? Is she a bogeris right now? And that's all I'm interested in. Then I assume the father's condition is not valid. Is exactly like Rabbi Nasan, where I look at what is the guy right now? Is he a shchiv mira or is he a bari? Ushmuel da Amar Krabi Yaakov. And Shmuel says, I don't care about the chazaka d'ashta. Assumes like Rabbi Yaakov, who also doesn't seem to care that the guy is a bari right now, says, yeah, we believe him that he was a shchiv mera when he gave the matana, that we ignore the chazaka d'ashta. So says Mar, no. Amar lach Rav, anad amri afilu k'Rabbi Yaakov. I could even agree to Rabbi Yaakov. Ad kad lo kam Rabbi Yaakov hasam. Rabbi Yaakov only says we don't follow the chazaka d'ashta that he's a bari right now, because dikal l'meim rahem and mamon el cheskaso, because there's a cheskas mamon over here that the mamon used to belong to this no-sein matana. Aval hacha, but in the case of the kiddushin of the girl, minei mehem and gufal cheskaso, can you really say that she had a chazaka, that she was a nara? No, this is the day that chazaka was asuya lishtanos. And therefore, even Rabbi Yaakov would hold
that you'd follow the chazaka to hashtag, because there is no competing chazaka. Ushmuel Amr, and Shmuel would say, Anoda Amri Afil Rabbi Nassan, that I would even agree to Rabbi Nassan. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Nassan asam. Rabbi Nassan only said his shita about a matana, mishum de kuli alma b'cheskas b'riim kaimi. Everyone is assumed to be a bari. So mandika mapik nafshe me chazaka. If a person wants to claim that he wasn't a bari, that he was a shchiv mira, havel de la suya raya. So it's his responsibility to bring a raya, because most people are a bari, and therefore when the nosein is a bari right now, and he tainas that he was a shchiv mira at the time, he's going to have to bring a raya that that he was a shchiv mira at the time of the nesinus matana. But Rabbi Nassan is not based on the chazaka the hashta aval hacha, but now we're still by the kiddushin of the girl, where we're not sure if in the morning she was a naru or a bulgaris, mika mafka nafsha mechazaka tekamei. Is she trying, or are we being, is she being motzi herself from the previous chazaka that she was a nara? There are many naros that do not bring, that do not have simani bagrus at exactly the day they turn 12 and a half. So since there is no chazaka and we're not mamid her on the chazaka tashta, it remains a suffix whether the kiddushin of the father is a valid kiddushin or not. So it says, okay, so that machlokas tanaim is not a machlokas, is not the machlokas Rav and Shmuel, but name a kani tanaim. Maybe the machlokas Rav and Shmuel is a different machlokas tanaim that we find elsewhere. Kitcha via b'derech, v'kitcha atzma b'ir. The case that we mentioned in our Mishnah, but now we're having a braisa that the father was mekabel kedushin for her in the derech, she was mekabel kedushin for herself in the city. V'arei bogeres. And right now, not the case in the Mishnah, the case we mentioned earlier, and right now she's a bogeres. The case of the machlokas Rav and Shmuel. So Tana Chada, one braisa tells us, meaning this is the exact case of Rav and Shmuel. So if we're going to have two competing braisas in terms of what the halacha is in the case of Rav and Shmuel, it's going to, you know, it's easiest to say that the machlokas Rav and Shmuel is a machlokas tanaim. So Tanachad, we have one brisa that says that the father's kiddushin is not a valid kiddushin because Harei Bogeres Lefaneinu. Look at her, she's a Bogeres now. We could assume she was a Bogeres this morning. V'tanya Idach, meaning like Shmuel, that I'm not moved by the Chazaka Dashta. V'tanya Idach, and the other brisa says Chayshin LeKiddushin Shneim. I have to assume that maybe that I have to be Choshesh for both the kiddushins, because she might have been an Ara this morning, she might have been a Bogeres this morning. So my love, Chad Kerav, Chad Kishmuel, isn't it that one brisa is like Rav and the other brisa is like Shmuel? So it says, "More lo, idiv idik Shmuel." It could be that both brises assume like Shmuel that we don't look at the chazaka da'ashta. Kan, the first brisa is b'machashto, where the daughter she contradicts the father's words. She says that she was a, she's telling us she was a bogeres in the morning, so we're going to listen to her. Kan b'shein machashto, the second brisa where it's a suffix is where she doesn't claim to have been a bogeres in the morning. She just says that she accepted kiddushin for herself, and we see that she's a bogeres right now. So the name of me, the masnisa lo pligi, amorei nami lo pligi. Wait a second. If you have two competing brises in exactly the case of Rav and Shmuel, and you had a way to be miyashiv the brises that they're not arguing with each other, maybe Rav and Shmuel aren't arguing with each other. Maybe they're also talking about two different cases. And, you know, Rav was talking about a case where machashto, and therefore the kiddush, her kiddushin is going to be chal. And Shmuel's talking about a case where she did not machish the father. She did not disagree with the father. And therefore it's going to be a suffix. So it says, Rav Tizbra, now you think they're not arguing. Harav Yosef Reid Rav Nyasha Midvil, Avar Uv Dekavasid Rav. He passed an alach on the Maisa, like Rav, that, that her own kiddushin is going to be chal. Shmuel got very upset. Amar, he said, the whole rest of the world measures their chachma in the small measuring cup, and they don't want to be somech on their own das to be matir or suffocatious ish. And this rabbi, Rav Yosef Breid Rav Menashia, kailei b'kava rabbi, he's such a balgaiva, he thinks he has greater chachma than everybody else, and he's willing to paskin about this woman that she doesn't need to get from the man that the father was mekabel kiddush from. He doesn't even think it's a suffix that he has to be worried about. But if there's no machlokas Rav and Shmuel, Shmuel's moda that she's ne'emenes to be machish the father, am I kamakbid? What's he getting all sitzed about? Why is Shmuel so upset at Rav Yosef? Dilma ki avaduvda, maybe when Rav Yosef paskin like Rav, b'machashto, it's a case where the daughter said that I was a bogeris already this morning, and maybe Shmuel is moda to that. But apparently not. Apparently Shmuel is not moda to that, and Shmuel thinks that you cannot assume that she was a bogeris in the morning just because she's a bogeris now. even if she says she was a Bogaris in the morning. So now that we know that it's Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, and we know that we have no rayas against Shmuel, that was Amar Aleph, we tried to bring two rayas against Shmuel, we have no rayas, neither of those work because they were both Tati the Reyesa. And we know that it's not really a Machlokas Tanaim, the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, so how do we paskin? So Hachi Amar Amemar, Hilchsa Kavase de Shmuel, we paskin like Shmuel, that the Kiddushin of the father and the Kiddushin of the daughter are both Chal Misafik. Ravashi Amar Hilchsa Kavase de Rav. And Ravashi says, no, we paskin like Rav, that only her kiddushin is going to be chal. We could ignore the father's kiddushin because she was a bogeris. Now she must have been a bogeris in the morning. Vilchsa kavase drav, and the Gemara says we paskin like Rav. Tells us his bother. Of course we paskin like Rav. Vilchsa krav b'isure. We always paskin like Rav. He says, well, yeah, once we just quoted an Amora that paskin is like Shmuel, now we need to say it, because even though that's the klal, but if there's an Amora that paskin is like Shmuel, we need to say it. The Ritva writes that since the halacha is like Rabbi Yaakov legabe matana and Pashtus, he holds like Shmuel, and it's just the Gemara had to, you know, go out of its way to say that maybe he doesn't go exactly like Shmuel. So one might have thought that the Pashtus of a Raisa would be like Shmuel, and we'd follow the sheet of Shmuel. For also the Ritva says this is nafkaminus for dina mamnus and hilchsa kishmuel bedine, because if the father's kiddushin is going to be chal, then the father is zocha in the kesef kiddushin that he was mekabel. So if it has hashlachos for dina mamnus, I might have thought to paskin like Shmuel. That's why the Gemara has to say we paskin like Rav. Okay, but from tomorrow we will pick up at the Mishnah on the bottom of Ayin Tes Amud Beis. Everyone have a good day.